Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome everybody to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. This is our Saturday showcase. Today is the day where we showcase our up-and-coming local entrepreneurs, those that haven't been seen yet, they're trying to get started. We give them some showcasing. And also, for young people out there trying to start their career in music, they haven't been signed, they haven't been heard, we play them right here every Saturday. We want to thank God for another day of being here. You know how this goes. Gotta give the Almighty credit and praise for being here, because tomorrow's not promised to anyone. And I want to thank all of you that have been hitting the panel this week, helping us through all the topics that we've been talking about, offering your insight. It's been absolutely wonderful, you know, kicking it with all of you. So let's get our shout-outs out the way. Today is supposed to be Youth Day, but all of our children have things that they're doing today. Some of it is actually school-related, and our regular youth panelists have actually been out there interacting with the community, which makes me very proud, trying to get them to know what this show is about, and as well as letting everybody know their experiences. We will be starting high school week here next week with our high school students that will be in here getting their credits for pre-college transcripts, and they will be here to help us co-host, as our younger kids have been doing these past 3 weeks. I want to thank all of you that have called in and showed your support to these young people and help us continue the mission to empower our youth, because through everything that's been cut from them, through all the things that they have lost out on that we had growing up and they don't, we're trying to give a little bit of that back to give them some options and keep it open. So I want to thank every one of you who have been on the mission and helped us support these young kids. Okay, Mr. Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 Kiss FM Radio in New York, currently with isolradio.com. You can hear Barry do his thing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m. and on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. When he's not doing those things on the radio, he's helping us get our groove on out here in New York. As the CEO of Track One Entertainment, he spins out some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful events. And anybody who has had the grace of being there, you know, you never come out disappointed. You always come back happy. You have a good time. So look out for Barry's posts on Facebook and right here on the Edge, and we will be able to keep you connected so you don't miss out. To Stephanie Ammon Tillett and Marcia Morgan, two ladies of Simply Sensational Inc. Entertainment, they too do their part in getting some grown and sexy R&B events out there. And you also know you don't come back disappointed from these ladies either. To my team, Lady Diamond Elaine Yeves and Monster Miles, to our Deacon Zeddy Williams of Toledo, Ohio, who's been doing a wonderful job being a consistent and active activist here on the show, helping us connect with the youth and to empower the communities back. I want to thank you for taking the time out all the time, Deacon, and doing the things that you have done for this panel and for me with topics and community outreach. I appreciate that. I want to thank our young co-hosts that have been here for the past 3 Saturdays, Ms. Danielise Montalvo and Ms. Layla Thompson of PS37 Cynthia Jenkins School in Queens, New York. The principal is Beverly Mitchell. She's a wonderful, hands-on, and rich principal. Ms. Dory Robinson, Ms. Mackenzie Cameron, Ms. Pettifini, and please excuse me, I've not been well this week, everyone, so. Ms. Pettifini, Ms. Mackenzie Cameron, Ms. Dory Robinson, those are just 3 teachers that are in this school that have made some extreme moves in keeping our children educated and enriched and back in with arts and sports and community programs. They are actively involved with the community. They are actively involved with parents. They never have no time, you know, to speak with parents and to let you know where your child is at, what they can do to help, everything. It's just been absolutely a wonderful experience with them. And they have been supportive of this show in allowing us to have the parents be aware that their children can be a part of Youth Day at OTE. So I want to thank them very much. Okay. Tonight, we are going to be showcasing our entrepreneurs and our music artists, as you know. However, we also want to let you know that tonight we're going to be integrating a very special live prayer vigil for two people. One is a local boy out here in Queens whose parents have been actively looking for him. He's autistic. He's 14 years old. His name is Avante Okendo. He walked out of his special needs school in Long Island City, Queens, last Friday the 4th. He was not supposed to be able to leave without supervision. Apparently, a security guard allowed him to leave after she asked him a question, and he didn't reply because he's autistic and he doesn't know how to speak. So since then, this family has unsuccessfully been in search of their child. We have been putting out posts and Facebook pictures to try to assist this family in getting people aware that this child is missing. And hopefully we can all do our part and say our prayers to band together to help this boy be safely reunited with his family. And also in the NFL, we have Minnesota Vikings, Adrian Peterson, whose little boy, 2 years old, just died at the hands of abuse from his mother's boyfriend. And that has to be a very hard thing for him as not just a father, but as an NFL player as well, because he's trying to continue to do what he does while he's dealing with the grief of his baby. So I want to pray that, you know, the Lord brings him through this time of grief and he helps to keep him together no matter how he has to act it out. You know, I'm asking all of you to join us in praying that this man can get through this and this baby's mom as well. Okay, we will be having a clergy here a little bit later to help us along in the online prayers. And I would like for any of you listening to please give us a call at 347-327-9967. And you can join in. If you don't have to be a clergyman to know how to say a prayer. So I would welcome it on the air with no problems for both of them. And one of the things that we believe as Christians is that the Lord said, if you have just two or more people in his name and you come together to pray, that he will make his presence be known and be there. He will be among you. So that's the things that we would like to do on the show in addition to our showcase this evening. Okay, so we are going to go out with our early break, and when we get back to showcase for our new artists, we'll get started. Here is Charlie Wilson with My Love Is All I Have, and I will be back in 4.
Hello, do you have a minute? I noticed you from across the room. Excuse me, miss, don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you wear fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out to dinner, baby? 'Cause there's something that I wanna say to you. Account for 7 figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby.
And in my own way, in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter. And I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I could get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I give my all and make my heart your passion. I give you all.
You're listening to On The Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On The Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. For those of you just joining us, this is our weekly Saturday showcase. We are showcasing our unsigned young music artists trying to get into the business, and we play their songs for free right here to help them get a little bridge on it. We also showcasing the artists with the KBA Publicist Agency, which our highlighted artist this week for some time is going to be Kayla Shea from Toledo, Ohio. And a marvelous young lady that she is. She's very dedicated. She's wonderful. She's beautiful. And one of the things that I like to do is to help promote the positivity in people by giving them as many options as possible. And those of you that have been writing feedback in to the showcase, these young people are very happy to hear from you, whether you have a positive critique for them or you're just supporting them, period. Letting them know that you're listening, either way, gives them hope. Also, for those of you that's just joining us, we are also showcases for local entrepreneurs that have not been registered or signed yet, but they're trying to market their product or their service. And advertising, you know, is a crazy cost. So those people that are offering babysitting services, hair doing services, cosmetics, things to that effect, we allow them an advertising showcase here where we read them off and we tell you where they are and how to reach them and what they do. So to those of you that are listening and are in these areas, support them, give them a shot, and you can give them a way to keep it moving, and hopefully we can revitalize this economy by helping some people get started and become tax-paying registered businesses. Okay, and now tonight's showcase is just a little bit special because we're going to be integrating a little extra in here today because there are two families that are out there in definite need of prayer. And I've asked Zeke and Betty Williams to come in on the panel tonight to help us along in praying for Adrian Peterson of the Minnesota Vikings, who just lost his little boy to the baby's mother's boyfriend's abuse. And all of you that are reading the newspaper, you see apparently now what just came out is that this man has had a previous history of domestic violence with women and children, his own included, where he's actually been to jail for it, had an order protection out against him. And the same type of infraction happened previously. So we want to pray that Adrian gets through playing his game because, bless his soul, he's still trying to use, you know, give his job the commitment that he, you know, promised him as he became an NFL player. He still wants to play. and maybe that'll help him. He said that the NFL plan gives him grief and support around his team members, and believe me, if you've never lost a child, you don't understand what type of crazy grief that is, because there are things that you need to do that you don't even understand why, but it gives you some odd sort of comfort. I know a lot of you have been out there, you know, hen-pegging the man about choosing to continue to play in a time like this, but that's the way he needs to grieve, keep himself above the grief. And if that's what he needs to do, listen, even if he breaks down during the game, that's the way he needs to do it. May God be with him. Tonight, I want to pray for this man and his the baby's mother. And, you know, that God gives this angel a soul, a place up in heaven, because life is getting crazy right now. On the other side of the world, we have Avante Okendo. He is 14, autistic, walked out of an autistic school, and was never seen again for 7 days, and his parents and family are actively looking for him. He doesn't know how to speak. He's afraid of the world. He doesn't know anything but trained and his family. And they're still looking. So we want to pray that the Lord finds it fit and in his heart to bring this boy home safely. And we will be doing that. So let's start off with our first artist of the evening. And when we get back, I'll bring in our panelists, and we will have also our prayer vigil, which I will be doing throughout the broadcast to keep it moving. And I will ask that any of you listening in, you don't have to be a clergyman to know how to pray. And if you are brave enough to pray on the air, then by all means, 347-327-9967 is the call-in number, and you are very welcome to join us in. But as I said, Jesus' own words were that two or more people will command his presence and he will be there among us. So please, let us do all that we can for these two families in spirit. All right, we will be beginning with the group Aluminum. And in light of the situation with these two families, I want to bring out their spiritual song, It's Okay. And when we get back, we will continue to showcase, and I will bring in our panelists to start our prayer vigil as well. Here's Aluminum with It's Okay.
Courage, 'cause I know you got lots of courage. You'll see in time, till you will shine. Oh, oh.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody. That was those three wonderful sisters, very young girls, very beautiful and talented girls. They are going to be, without a doubt, the next R&B group sensation up and coming. That was their gospel track called It's Okay. And those of you that were here with us 2 weeks ago when we had Aluminum here live, they explained that this was definitely an all gospel song, giving back praises to the Lord for granting them the talent and the opportunities that they've had to showcase that talent. So I want to thank those girls for their positivity and their well-balanced and well-roundedness, and to their father slash manager Dwight, who it keeps them supported in their creativity while maintaining his role as a parent. You're doing absolutely an awesome job, all of you, and I'm very proud to be a part of helping you move along in your journey. All right, everybody, I want to welcome to the panel our deacon from Toledo, Ohio, so we can get our first prayer of the evening started, and I want to hopefully all of you join us in. Welcome, Deacon. You're on the air.
Hey, Katie. How are you? God bless you. Hello? Hello?
Taking your Saturday to join in and do this with us. I'm sorry, a little mic cut here. Deacon, we want to pray for a missing boy out in my area. He is named Mondale Kenyo. Oh, Lord. Can
Hello?
You hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Deacon?
Yes?
Okay, I'm sorry. It's a my problem. It's me, everybody. I'm a silly one sometimes. Sorry.
It's okay.
We are praying for a missing autistic 14-year-old boy out here in Queens, where I'm at.
Right, that's the Kendall family?
Yeah, the Kendall family. And also, we want to pray for Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
For the Lord, for his son. So if you don't mind, can you please lead us off in our first prayer this evening?
Yes, okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now at this precious time, O Lord, with heavy hearts, O Lord. And we're asking that you lift this weight from our hearts, O Lord. This prayer goes out to the families of the Adrian Peterson family and the Kendall family, O Lord. Lord, you know the things that are before them right now. Lord, we ask that you remove all obstacles and bring the Kendall child back home safely. Lord, for the Peterson family, we ask that you give them comfort at this tragic time, O Lord. Father, I even pray for the person that did this crime, O Lord, because they have no idea of the penalty that they have to pay for bringing harm to a precious gift that you give to us, O Lord. Lord, we ask that you just give the families comfort right now, O Lord, in their time of need, O Lord. We ask that you show up and show out awesomely in their families, O Lord. Give them comfort in their time of need right now, O Lord. I'm claiming all these things in your son Jesus' name, O Lord. Lord, it's just a tragic thing that we have to deal with every day. But we know that you are in control. We ask, why do these things have to happen? But only you know the answer to that. But we know that you are in control of all things, and you can make all crooked things straight again. So I ask right now, O Lord, that you bring these families comfort at their time of need right now. All these things I claim, and I say claim it done right now in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir, for that. And, you know, I have been inviting people to come in and do the same with us so that we can all keep it large and in charge,
yeah.
I like to call it. I want to speak a little bit on Adrian, because I know that you and I have been discussing the sport quite a bit, but it was a new development that came out about the stepfather or the boyfriend that hurt his son. And apparently, which I don't understand, I don't know, this man has had quite a thick history of having had this done before exactly the same way. Like he's had a domestic abuser. And he does this with children as well. So apparently he has excessive force when he's disciplining the children to the point where it's producing injuries and bad ones.
Right.
So I don't know. Ladies, we have to be careful. Men, you too. I mean, it's not just ladies, I'm saying, but I think that right now, before we even start dating, we might have to send people through background checks. You know,
The way things are in society today, you have to be very careful, and there's nothing wrong with running a background check on anyone. Because, there's an old song by Earth, Wind, and Fire, the whole world is a masquerade. You know, you can't tell what's going on behind somebody's screen. They have a screen up, and you don't know what's going on behind that screen. You know? It's just like the Wizard of Oz when he went to the Land of Oz and found out that the wizard wasn't all he said he was going to be or wasn't able to do all the things he was able to do. You know, and it was disheartening. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful. We are all God's children, but God doesn't have fools and he doesn't have cowards.
It's like the children are being targeted more than ever nowadays, and it's scary. You know, because they're supposed to be our future, and they're rapidly becoming the past. And it's some stupid things. You know, it's just stupid things that come with big problems. And I want to ask your opinion on something. Everyone's sort of giving Adrian Peterson, like, a hard time about choosing to continue to play. What are your feelings on that?
I feel like this. If he feels in his heart that he should play, let him play. Maybe that's a way for him to deal with the situation that he's dealing with, you know. And maybe his son, even though 2 years old, but he knew his daddy on TV. When he saw his daddy playing football on TV, it probably brought him joy. So he probably knew that, and that's what he wanted to do. So in the memory of his son, for whatever reason, if he decides he wants to play, I don't care about anybody else's opinion, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't either. You know, so if that's what he feels like, he has to use that as a release, let him do that.
I agree, because I know, you know, a lot of people don't know that there's a special type of grief that comes from a person losing their child, okay? It's not the same type of grief that when you lost a brother or your mom, no matter how close you were with that person. When you lose life from beyond yourself, and you get to outlive your child, that there's a whole different type of grief that goes with it, and very crazy things come along. There's things that you feel you need to do. There's times that you feel that you can still hear the child crying. And there's a lot of things that goes down. Now, if everybody was paying attention, since everybody likes to sort of follow celebrities, this man specifically explained why he wanted to play. And one of the things that I said even before I read this was exactly what you said, Deacon, that his son loved his daddy's football life. The man took trademark pictures with his son on the field in football gear. So this is probably his way of still feeling connected to his son as he was then. Also, he said, and for those of you that want to point fingers, go read his tweet account, please. He tweeted that being around his teammates in the NFL, playing love for the game for him and his son, that is the way he feels like he can take this grief on and keep moving. And that is his right to do so. Now, what you guys should be doing if you're Vikings fans is not get down on him if he happens to break down during the play. Because all of you can't have your cake and eat it too. The man deserves the right to grieve any which way that makes him comfortable. Because I'd rather that he grieves in this way than to go out and try to shoot himself or shoot the man that did it to his kid.
Right.
I feel if it's a positive thing, let him be. This is what he knows. This is what he does. This is his life right now. It's football. His little boy is gone. And his little boy loved his life. So leave him alone. Leave him alone. Deacon, if you can please stick around. I'd like to have some, you know, prayers throughout the broadcast, because I just feel that, you know, it's something. There's nothing more powerful than prayer, in my opinion. So if just any way you can hang around in between, it'll be done between the showcases. So, you know, just bear with me through this until the broadcast is done, and I appreciate this very much.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Up next, everybody, is Mike Check with Me and My Shorty, followed by Kayla Shea with What I Need, and we'll be back after the two songs are over.
Mm-hmm. Take that, baby, give me what I need. Take that. you. I feel your touch, come fill my hunger. Baby, give me what I need.
Take that, take that.
Baby, give me what I need.
Take that, take that.
Come and make my love come down. Make sure that I stay around. Oh,
you know I gotta get that.
Oh,
you know I gotta get that.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody. Back to the mic. Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. All right, it is time for us to read off our entrepreneurs, and we are going to start with Lansdale, Pennsylvania. You can see Miss Latasha at TashaSouth@gmail.com. If you want to get your hair done in those twisty braids and the dreadlock type, she's really good at it. If you visit our website, you can see examples of her work. She does all ages, both genders, long, short styles, old, young people, it doesn't matter. She's really good at it. Her name is Latasha. Her email address is TashaSouth@gmail.com, and that is the name of her business, Tasha South. If you are in the Lansdale, Pennsylvania area, young lady, very young lady, trying to make it through school, part-time jobs, and she does this as well. So support her and get her started out there. If you are in Flint, Michigan, and you have been anywhere on Facebook with Mo Sports Mouth or with Mo MSM2, you know our boy Marlon Mosley, known as Mo, and Mo comes to you with two awesome services. One of them is Ianka Photography and Imaging, where he does your photography and imaging needs, special effects, blurring, sepia, green, white, black and white, it doesn't matter. You can reach Mo out there at marmos567@gmail.com. Look up his official Facebook page at with Ianka Photography and Imaging in Flint, Michigan. Those of you who are in Flint, Flint's not very big from what I'm understanding, and all of you know practically who the other one is. So look them up when you want your pictures done. Now, if you're interested in getting your sound and music done, you can see Mo under Mosley Sound, Inc. in Flint, Michigan. You can contact him for music services at mosleysound@aol.com. This is both services done in Flint, Michigan area, and this is from your boy Mo Mosley. So, you know, hit him up, let him know what's going on, see what he can do for you, okay? Now, Brooklyn, New York has been my active market listing area. So let's go to Brooklyn, and let me shout them out because these guys that have listed with me are awesome people, period. It's awesome businessmen, awesome businesswomen, and awesome people to deal with. Now, Darlene, any of you that were over at the Roseland event on the 5th of October in Manhattan, you guys saw Darlene and her partner out there wearing all these very flashy light things, and she is under the business name of Life in the City. Her name is Darlene Cox Owens. She sells you those fandangles. I don't know how to explain it any better, except for if you should go to a carnival or one of those sports arena events or the circus, and these guys are running around with their souvenirs and they've got little flashy lights and with wands or necklaces or the little things you wave in the dark. Well, this is way more than that because Darlene has flashing rings. She has flashing watches, bracelets, necklaces, headgear, anything that you're looking for with lights. This lady has it, and you definitely can enhance any private event, party, or street event and make it more fun. So contact Darlene under Lights in the City in Brooklyn, New York at 347-677-6500. Also in Brooklyn, my boy Nate Johnson, and he has two services that he does out there. And the first one, if you have dealt with computer issues and brought it to a place called PC Mac in Brooklyn, that is the same guy and the same business that has now been renamed to Doodle Technology. In Brooklyn, New York, Nate Johnson, and you can contact Nate at doodletechnologies@gmail.com. Now, if you would like, as a nonprofit organization, to get free DJ-based services with lighting and sound, or if you're just a private citizen or a business that wants to promote an event and you need a DJ who's pretty good and doesn't break your pocket, you can go to Nate under 4Play Music Entertainment. That's the number 4 with the word play, Music Entertainment, in Brooklyn, New York. And you can contact him at the number 4PlayMusic, ENT, at gmail.com. And he will give either free services if you're a nonprofit, like a school, a church, a Red Cross type thing. And he'll give you low, reasonably priced DJ-based services with lighting and sound for private events. Okay, so that's Nate Johnson out of Brooklyn, New York. One more Brooklyn who happens to be a favorite of mine is Jonathan Ellaby of JE Photos. Jonathan Ellaby is also the vice president of GEI Entertainment Magazine. This man's photography is off the hook. When I tell you that he can make, and I like saying this, a dusty old housewife or a dirty dog look like a groomed superstar, whether you're a man and woman, child, it doesn't matter. This man could capture whatever your inner essence is, and it's on film, and the best of you comes out on film. So contact Jonathan at 347-599-4535, or you can look him up on Facebook under J.E. Photos. All right, so Jonathan, that's my biggest shout-out to you, brother, because I believe in your work, big time. Okay, over in New York, we have Zena Gilliard of ZMG Management, who is the manager for Dave G. Now, Dave G was the winner of Barry Mason's Track 1 Entertainment Competition called So You Think You Can Sing back in 2012. This guy is energetic, he's funny, he's talented, he has some good, you know, toe-tapping songs. He has a dance out that's like a party line dance called the Dave G Shuffle. If you would like to book him or sign him, contact Zena Gilliard at zenagilliard@yahoo.com. Now over to the other side of Manhattan, one of my favorite guys, Mr. Jazz, from Jazz OG Paparazzi. This guy helped do some work and helped to produce that song that you just heard by Mike Check, Rewind Me and My Shorty. Plus, he also does photography, and he's good at both. Jazz knows his stuff. Jazz doesn't do anything but the best. So give him a call at 347-715-8075 if you want to talk music or talk photography in the Manhattan area. Okay? Over in Queens, New York, my part of the woods, you can contact Michelle Roberts if you want to get your hair hooked up, okay? And she is the CEO of M&R Weave Design. You can contact Michelle at 347-399-0139 if you're in the St. Albans, Queens area of New York, and she will hook you up. Trust me, I can talk from experience. And universally, I have a young lady, Nikita Barrett, very young lady, doing her thing with some entrepreneurial businesses at home, plus trying to go to school and do some work. She's a Mary Kay consultant. You can contact her at nbarrett23@marykay.com to get consulted about what's the best skin type, color type, hair type, anything you want in cosmetics from Mary Kay. She's an expert on it because she's very much into her stuff. Once you guys hook up, she can actually ship your stuff online to your door. So give her a holler at nbarrett23@marykay.com. We will be revisiting the entrepreneurs a little bit later in the broadcast. And what I would like for you to do is bear with us, because we are also, as you all know, if you're just joining us, we are integrating with the showcase tonight. I'll pray for Adrian Peterson for the loss of his son, and for a local Queens boy who's been missing now for almost 8 days. And he is autistic. He's 14. Apparently, a security guard allowed him to walk out the door before dismissal time without supervision. He doesn't know how to talk. All he knows is his family and train. So he is lost out there. His family is desperately looking for him. The police are even asking for your assistance. And one of the things I do need to say is that if you are in the area, if you spotted this boy, please contact the police department at 800-577-TIPS, where you can let them know who you saw. You can just give your a number. Your tips are taken anonymously. You're given a number. And also, please text the word TIP 577 to the word crimes in your cell phone. And I believe that the numbers are 274-637. Okay? Don't quote me yet. I will make sure I totally confirm that that's the number you need to call. But you text the word TIP 577 to the word crimes in your cell phone if you see anything that can help this family locate their boy or get closer to finding him. So I'm going to go out now with our next artist, which is our newest addition to the OTE market. It's a young group called Fly First Class, and their song is called Fly or Fall, and it is about young African-American men trying to make it out there without giving in to becoming gang members or beating somebody up or kicking somebody in the face to steal from them so that they can make money. They're trying really hard. So just listen to Fly or Fall, listen to the lyrics, and I'll be back in 2.4 minutes.
Look, fly fall, nigga, live a ball, live with fat, not to cash, live a ball. Don't wanna be a bum outside the liquor store. And she don't wanna strip, getting money off the pole. And he just wanna get the girls and the gold, which is the girls with the goals, homie, let's go. 2012, but our chances is minimal of a black male being nothing more than a criminal. Native to this land as much as a Seminole. I gotta do something, God's be, that's pivotal. At my wit's end on how time flies. When I glance once and I gotta fly, get it by any means, don't you dare ask why. To determine, of course, to get high off my dreams and aspirations, not to fall off the break like my past relations. Dreams shattered, yeah, break like a grass creation. Average Joe and all I rapped as I was stowed away like something I haven't known. All in vain if a nigga don't find himself. If and only if I can, will I find my wealth. I look at it that way and it helps. No time to waste and ambition is my belt. The day's coming, gotta fly far. I wanna build something great like the Taj Mahal. Legendary artist, homie Picasso. I gotta be big, self-made. I got to your jets and you got me.
Yeah, bruh, I got you. People always gonna do something to stop you. The way we work now, we'll decide if we lose. Live or die, fly or fall, dog, we all gotta choose. Fly or fall, will I touch the sky at all? It's either living with nothing or I'm dying with it all. I called upon some of my niggas to help me out when I was walking through the drought. Was a good lookout, but now I want a ball though. This pistol lead, let me lead while you follow. Have my haters in sorrow, deserve a bravo for how I've been getting it. My mind on my Benjamins, your mind's on spending it. First class flight team is the syndicate. With all this time on my hands that I could've spent, and all this mind over matter that I couldn't rent, and all this love in my heart that I could've sent. But if cash ain't the topic, change the convo. Can't win in this game, gotta use a different console. Dreams got me living on a prayer like Bon Jovi. Fly or fall, the question of a good combo.
The day's coming, gotta fly far. I wanna build something great like the Taj Mahal. Legendary artist, homie Picasso. I gotta be big, self-made. I got to your jets and you got me.
Yeah, bruh, I got you. People always gonna do something to stop you. The way we work now, we'll decide if we lose. Live or die, fly or fall, dog, we all gotta choose.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. That was our brand new OTE Artist Market Edition, First Class with Fly or Fall. We are going now to have a little bit of a news break because I want to discuss, actually a sports break, because I want to discuss everybody's reaction to Adrian Peterson continuing to play in the midst of his son's grieving situation. Deacon, I have you in. And there's a couple of new people that have joined us, so I want to bring back up what we think about Adrian Peterson continuing to play. Your thoughts on the situation, sir?
Say again, no. I didn't catch the last part of it.
Just say your thoughts again on the situation with Adrian continuing to play this in the midst of his son, you know, having
well,
his
like practice. I said, yeah, like I said, I don't have a problem with him going and playing the game if that's what he feels is going to give him some type of relief. I know it's not going to bring his son back, but that's the way he if he chooses to deal with it like that, let him play. And who in the world would want to speak against some if he was to do something like that? That's him. You know, people are really ridiculous at times, man. Come on, get a life.
I'm with you on that one. I feel that he needs to grieve, and frankly, I think him continuing to play in sports is a way to release it. You know, it's a way to release
yeah.
it. I would rather that he do that than to be caught up in some scandal, you know, having been drunk and said something he didn't want to say or, you know, got into a fight. I would rather that he continue to play on the field and let him take out his anger or frustrations or whatever in the game. He might play the best damn game of his life. That's what people need to
right.
understand.
And,
you know?
And who was it that had a problem with? Is this the media?
No, well, the social media, there were a lot of people that, you know, in my personal Facebook asking, there's people that I've promoted from the show page. There's people that you just see now along the online media that has something to say. You know, I feel that it's not anybody's concern how he grieves. It's not
right.
that he loves his son any less. I think that he is entitled to be a man for a change and not just an NFL pro player. You know, I think that
right.
people tend to forget that. You know, the team jersey doesn't take away the fact that he's a father that just lost his 2-year-old toddler to
right.
something that has nothing to do with him. And it's sad. You know, and on the other hand, I feel for this mom. A lot of people might be saying that she should have thought or looked out better, but nobody knows how charming this guy could have been when he got with her. You know, I doubt if anybody walks around saying, hi, by the way, I abuse women and children. You want to get with me? You know, I don't think that's the situation. And if you
I don't think it's all come out on that, but everything is gonna be revealed. So if she knew about this person, the type of person he was with, then I have a problem with her too.
I would too. If she knew
yeah.
and then left her baby alone, because apparently the cops found her son alone, but I doubt it. I really do. I don't think that, you know, she would expect that somebody she's starting to date or feel for, you know, would beat up her kid like that. So, you know, let's definitely want to give her the benefit of the doubt off the bat.
Yeah, that's a wait and see thing right there. And I'm very curious about that. Just like I'm very curious about that other situation with the young man being able to walk out of a medical institution, and the security guard allowed that to happen. Come on.
It wasn't a medical institution, but it was a school specifically designed for special needs children. And this woman, we spoke about this, you know, on the last segment, but this woman, you know, just refused to ask a follow-up question. And instead of, you know, realizing where she was or asking a little further, you know, I get that too. He was able to walk out. Yeah.
That doesn't sound right at all. That doesn't sound right at all. And it doesn't seem like it's going to come out to be a very good ending to that situation, because it sounds kind of fishy to me, because the security guard sitting right there and know this is a special needs child and just let him walk out like that, something's not right there.
Well, it sounds more like she didn't, you know, like, I don't care, all right, whatever, I already did my part. But my whole thing, like I said, was if she felt the need to ask him where he was going, obviously he was doing something he shouldn't have been doing. Because if it was just a regular dismissal and it was a normal routine, she wouldn't have questioned where he was going. So for her not to make sure that she got an answer, knowing where she worked, that to me bugs me, you know, the most. Because that could have been, that obviously was the difference between him being home and him now being in the situation that he's in. So when we come back with our next two artists, Deacon, I really would like for us to go to our second prayer of the broadcast. I appreciate your time and your endurance on this broadcast here.
No problem.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going out now to our next artist, MC Silvers, with his version of Cameo's candy. And when after that, we're going with Libra, and I will be all right, and we'll be back with our next prayer for these two families. Here is MC Silver's with Candy.
It's a candy, candy.
Yeah.
Oh,
lump round nine.
Yeah.
Up in the spot, I got my shine on. Team on the block, we get that grind on. Girls only with that green, so I treat them like I watch, I don't win, cause I ain't got time for them. I got love for my fans, so beat it up, she got me bustin' shots like Rambo. Riding nonstop, without handle. Six shift, no automatic, on manual. My team, you know I gotta ride for. Every truck I do, I cup a G4. Lost crazy, Primo, about to blow up, boom, C4. I'm on a roll, I can't stop it. Swagger on a mill, yo, she's on top of. You mad cause she chose me. And she tastes just like
candy, candy.
Yeah. Oh. Lump round nine. Wax up tight.
Candy, candy.
Giving me a heart attack. It's the time of life.
Circumstance.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett, That was our little celebrity classics break while we get together. I am going to be bringing in Deacon Zeddy Williams once more so that we can get to our second prayer for the families of Adrian Peterson and Avante Okendo. Those of you who are not aware, out of New York and Queens right now, we have a missing 14-year-old boy with autism who walked out of his autistic needs school last Friday on the 4th of October. Apparently, a security guard stopped him, asked him where he was going. The boy didn't answer because his autism, one of the effects of that is that he doesn't speak. And she let him go. So since then, the family has been frantically looking for him. And we are saying a prayer over the air, plus trying to give out any information that we find that can help him to you. So allow me to bring in the deacon so that we can all please bow our heads in prayer for both Adrian Peterson for the loss of his 2-year-old son and Avante Okenya for a safe return to his family. Please bear with me. Deacon, are you with me?
Yes.
Yes, sir, we would like to do our next prayer, please.
Okay. There was a song that was played tonight called I'm Gonna Be All Right.
Yes.
Well, that message goes out to the families that are hurting this evening. But, you know, the word says that God will never leave us nor forsake us. It doesn't matter where we are. He says you may make your bed in hell. I'll be there with you. And it says that anything, and that covers everything, that he can make better for you. It may not seem like it at the time when you're going through it, but I am a walking and living witness that he can do everything that the word says he's going to do. So I just want to encourage the families that are hurting right now. Just hold on to your faith, hold on to God's hand, because his hand never changes. It's always the same, and he will always keep his promises to you. So right now, Father, we come to you, oh Lord, asking for comfort again. Lord, you know all of our needs better than we know ourselves. So, Father, we ask that you do an awesome thing in these families' lives right now. They need you more than ever before. Father, we ask that you bring the young man back to the Kendall family where he belongs, oh Lord, safe and sound. Lord, we know that you can do all things but fail. So I'm asking this and I'm claiming it done right now. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir, for that. And to the Okendo family and to the Peterson family, this is our way of just letting you know that, you know, people are out there listening and we are out here trying to support.
Yes. Hello?
And we would like for all of you to please join in with us, because nothing is better than us joining together as warriors in Christ in prayer. For those of you that are out there and believe that, please help us help them, okay? To those of you in Queens or New York, any area, right now they believe that the baby may have taken the train and traveled somewhere within the 5 boroughs. So if you have seen this little boy, please pay attention. I will be posting his, reposting his picture all over if you haven't seen it already. Call the police at 800-577-TIPS, tips like what waitresses get, in case the broadcast is a little unclear. What I need also is for you to know that there's a way you can text your leads to the police department. Text the word TIP with the number 577 to the word crimes in your phone, and the police will be able to look it through their database and see what you have and compare it to what they need or they don't have, okay? So please, I'm going to go out with Gloria Stefan. We're coming out of the dark, because this is also a song of gospel and victory to the parents. And this is also to Adrian Peterson, because at this time grief is dark, we understand. So just listen out. I'll be back to continue the showcase and read our entrepreneurs off. Deacon, thank you for sticking with me through the broadcast, okay?
No problem.
Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I be afraid if I'm not alone? Life is never easy, rest is unknown. And up to now, for me, it's been hands against all. And each and every moment, searching what to believe.
Coming out of the
starting again is part of the plan, and I'll be so much stronger
holding your hand.
Step by step, I'll make it through. I know I can. May not make it easier.
I'm afraid that But oh, now I look at how far we've came. The storm has passed away. No more cloudy days. I can finally see the light of sight. And I can't hide nor deny. I'm looking for a rainbow. I'm hoping it won't pass me.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On The Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. This is a Saturday showcase. You heard previously, before this last song, which was Jai Music with Weather of Love, you heard Gloria Estefan's Coming Out of the Dark. That's an inspirational song where Gloria Estefan wrote it after she fell victim to a horrible crash, a car crash, back in the 90s. So this is our way of letting Adrian Peterson and the O'Kendall family know that, you know, hopefully we're praying for better times ahead, okay? So now we are going to lead off our entrepreneurs once again. And I will start with, once again, in Lansdale, PA, we have Tasha Stausels. The contact name is Latasha, and you can contact her at TashaStausels@gmail.com. She does twisty braids and twisty hairstyles for any age, any gender. If you would like to see pictures of her work, you can look at our Facebook page on the On The Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends on Facebook, and we will have the official link to the market artist page where you can look at each of these people's products on a photo. They have examples listed right there on our website. She is once again in Lansdale, Pennsylvania. She's named Latasha, and you can contact her by email through TashaTassels@gmail.com. In Flint, Michigan, my boy Mo Mosley, he does two things out there. One is photography and imaging under Ianka Photography and Imaging. You can contact Mo at marmos57@gmail.com. If you're looking for music in the Flint, Michigan area, Mo also does music under Mosley Sound, Inc. You can contact him at mosleysound@aol.com. In Brooklyn, New York, we have Darlene for Lights in the City, where you can get access to flashing light rings, flashing light earrings, headbands, bracelets, watches, necklaces, things for your ankle. Everything lights up and flashes, and you can see Darlene do give you all these great things. You should call her at 347-677-6500. Again, the company is Lights in the City. It's located in Brooklyn, New York. For those of you who have been to a place called PC Mac for your PC repair and IT needs, it is now called Doodle Technologies. It's the same guy, Nate Johnson. Contact him at doodletechnologies@gmail.com for any of your PC repair or IT needs. If you want music, DJ-based music services, with lighting and sound, and you're a nonprofit organization, you can contact Nate Johnson to get these services free. But if you are a private citizen and you're just doing a party or an event or an occasion, he offers the same services, DJ-based services, with music, lighting, and sound, and you can get it at a reasonable price. So once again, contact me at the number 4playmusicent@gmail.com. That is 4playmusicentertainment with Nate Johnson. If you would like to get some great pictures taken of yourself and you are in the Brooklyn, New York area or in New York period, contact Jonathan Hillaby of JE Photos at 347-599-4535. You will get nothing less than the super best from this man. I personally stand behind him, and my co-host here loves him too. The photography that you have been seeing by Layla Thompson on Katie Barnett's regular Facebook page has come from her love for this man, Jonathan Hillaby's work. Over in New York, New York, we have Zena Gilliard, manager of Dave G. Once again, he is the guy who invented the Dave G Shuffle. He is the official 2012 winner of Barry Mason's Track One Entertainment, So You Think You Can Sing audition competition. He won the audition. And you can contact Zena Gilliard at zenagilliard@yahoo.com if you want to book him or sign him. Also, contact Jazz of Jazz OG Paparazzi Productions for photography in the Manhattan area, or if you just want to get produced by some music or signed up, Jazz can do it. Now, this is, his number is 347-715-8075. His name is Jazz. His company is Jazz OG Paparazzi Productions. He knows his stuff in both of these fields. If you want the best, contact Jazz, and you can be hooked up quick. In the Queens, New York area, in St. Albans area, if you want to get your hair done, contact Michelle Roberts at 347-399-0139. She is the CEO of M&R Weave Design, and she will hook you up. Okay, once again, that's Michelle, M&R Weave Design, at 347-399-0139. Now, if you would like to get things delivered to your door and you're not into the crowds at the shopping area or browsing and walking for hours, you can see Nikita Barrett, a Mary Kay consultant, right online. She is able to be reached at N like Nancy Barrett, that's B-A-R-R-E-T-T, the number 23, at MaryKay.com, and she will consult with you right online. You can do a live chat with her. She'll direct you to where your best everything in our Mary Kay line fits you personally. And then after all of that, you can order and she ships it right to your door. So contact Nikita Barrett, the Mary Kay consultant, at nbarrett23@marykay.com. These are our entrepreneurs as of now. We are getting more people sending in submissions. We would like for you to reach out if they are in your area and they're providing a service that you can use. Check them out. Look them up. See what they're about and listen to what their prices would be and find out if this can work for you. You can be the next step into helping this economy be revitalized with up-and-coming new entrepreneurs coming in to try to help give back to the community while they make some money. All right, so this, once again, these are people that are young kids, college kids, single mothers, young men trying to get through college, young men trying to support their families. This is things that they're doing. So whatever it is that you can do for them, you know, spread the word and see for yourself. You don't know what could happen for you. You know, each of you could be the next step to make it something better for you. All right, we're going to go have our last bit of our music artist. We're going to come back and with Deacon after these next two songs to have our final prayer of the broadcast for the families of Adrian Peterson, who just lost his two-year-old toddler to the hands of an abusive boyfriend that the baby's mother was dating, and also our missing autistic 14-year-old boy in Queens, New York, who's been missing since October 4th. His name is Avante Okendo, and we are looking for him. The family is desperately looking for him. He cannot talk to everyone, so if you see him and there's a child that's not answering you, it's not because he's being disrespectful or fearful. He doesn't know how to talk. He's autistic, and he needs to get home to his family as soon as possible. Okay? Going out with Illuminum's next track, That's Not My Name, followed by Jai with Material Girl. And when we get back, we will have our next prayer, okay? Here is Aluminum, everyone, with That's Not My Name. Be back.
That's not. compromise. It's called a compromise. Oh, oh, oh. Setting up your defense, playing it so damn hard to get that you're let down. Can't nobody hurt you now. I had them all chick after chick, and I let them go when they said commit. You couldn't tell me.
Like I said, I don't know what it is like to lose a child.
and I pray to God that I never have to experience it. But I just pray for your healing on this. You know, we can never surely heal when we lose a child. So, God, I ask that you give this family comfort during this time, oh, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir, for sticking through this. You know, I know how passionate that you are about these things as well. I know that everything you've been doing in your activist work has been through the worst of situations, and that's been to keep people alive and positive. You know, we're in positive, so I thank you for that. And once again, I will say to those of you that are being hard on Adrian Peterson for choosing to go on and pray, back off. Let this father grieve. Remember, he's a man before he's an NFL player. Remember, he lost a child, and however he has to deal with his grief, whatever keeps some comfort in this man's heart and mind to do, deal with it. Go ahead, because he might be so angry or so hurt that he might go after this man rather than try to work it out in another way. So let him play. Let him play, and don't be hard on him if things go wrong on Sunday's game. Don't. We are down to our last few minutes. I'm going to play the last couple of songs from a couple of our people. I will be back to say our final remarks. I want to thank everyone who sat through with us and who sticks out every Saturday to listen to these young people. Speaking, thank you, because you have called previously in the past to let these young kids know what you think and what could be done, and that you support what they're doing. Today, our youth were all off on community goals today, so they're not here with me in the studio, but they will be back next week telling us what it is that they discovered out there when they were in the middle of their outreach program. So I want to thank every one of you for doing that. And Deacon, again, thank you so much for sticking out through tonight's broadcast on the Saturday. I appreciate it very much. Okay. Our next artist is going to be Miss Kayla Shea once again with What I Need, and I'm going to be having a follow-up of our next couple of artists. You will hear them as they go. And when I get back, we will say our goodbyes for tonight. Once again, to the Akendo family, I pray for the safe return of your little boy. I hope that every and anybody that was involved with facilitating this situation, that everything is done justly for them. And I do want to say to Adrian Peterson and to your son's mother that my heart goes out to you. I've experienced the loss of a child, and I know what that must be like. So I thank you very much for sticking it out with us, Deacon. And I thank you, people, for listening, and out to the Okendo and Peterson families. You know, our hearts go out with you. Okay, up now is Kayla Shea with What I Need, followed by Mike Check with Me and My Shorty. We'll be back with Aluminum and Secrets, and then we will get to our final remarks for the evening.
Just me.
Welcome back to the On the Edge Show with Katie Burnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Burnett. Okay, you heard Taylor Shay with What I Need. You heard Mike Check with Rewind Me and My Shorty. And you heard Illuminum Secrets. Now, these are three of our showcase artist market kids. And they are trying their best to be out there. Those of you producers who are listening, if you want to sign them, please contact us. We can tell you how to get there. To the parents of Avanti Okendo, my prayers are going out with you. Hope you can find your little boy safely. Hopefully he didn't suffer any trauma that you have to, you know, do anything extra with. To Adrian Peterson, praying for you to get through this grief, to your baby's mother as well. It's not an easy thing. If you continue to pray, by all means, if that's what gets you, you know, do this. God bless you. God be with you. Play your best game or not. It doesn't matter. But I pray that you get through this. Until till Monday night, everyone, be blessed. Be a blessing. Make a difference. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Please continue to pray for these two families and anyone who's in the area who may have seen anything that can help the family reunite with Avante. Please call the police at 800-577-TIPS or text the word TIP 577 to the word crimes in your cell phone, okay? Messaging rates may apply, but it's worth the cost. Until Monday night, everyone. See you then.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.